Hi, this is Chris.
And this is Elmi.
And we know something about astrology. I'm a Sagittarius, Elmi is a Scorpio. Today is Saturday, May 11th, and this is for May 11th through May 17th. Today, the moon is in its home sign of Cancer. When the moon's in Cancer, we might feel a little more tender than we usually do, mm-hmm. maybe a bit more emotional. Mm. We could be feeling nostalgic today.
Oh.
We might feel like taking things slow today, especially with the moon just coming out of Gemini. If you can make time for it today, you know, today's a great day for self-care, nurturing yourself, nurturing others. It's a great day for doing things around the home, cooking, baking.
You're going to bake us some cookies?
I might buy us some cookies.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, spending time at home with your family. You know, Cancer's a cardinal sign, and cardinal signs tend to be active and ambitious. So we might find ourselves wanting to get things done today, you know, checking things off our to-do list.
Mm.
The moon just squared Mars around 11:30 a.m. Pacific time this morning. And when the moon forms a stressful aspect with Mars, the god of war, we have a tendency to get a little worked up about things that might not usually bother us.
Oh.
Expressing our emotions, especially our anger, can be a little tricky when the moon is squaring Mars, and our emotions and our actions might be out of sync. But it's a fleeting transit either way, and as the day goes on, we'll be getting further away from that transit as well. So hopefully this evening, emotionally, we'll be feeling a bit more harmonious, maybe taking a bubble bath or something, or buying cookies. Sunday, May 12th. Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, happy Mother's Day to our moms and all the moms out there. The moon continues to travel through Cancer all day on Sunday, which is appropriate for Mother's Day, as the sign of Cancer has a very strong connection to the mother in astrology. The moon will be very busy on Sunday, forming a total of 7 aspects. 5 of those aspects would be considered to be of the positive variety, and the other 2 aspects could be a bit more challenging. With the Cancer moon involved, there will be emotions. Mm. And Mother's Day can be an emotionally complicated day for a lot of people. But as far as the planets are concerned, the majority of the day is looking to be smooth sailing for the most part. You know, there can be some highs and some lows with the emotions on Sunday. But overall, things are looking pretty good. Pretty. Larry David is a Cancer. I like to bring that up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Mother's Day, Larry David.
Pretty good. Pretty good impression.
Yeah. Monday, May 13th. All right. Monday is looking to be a very full day. There's nothing wrong with that. It's probably going to be an active day on Monday.
Okay.
So if you like activity, Monday's the day for you. If you don't like activity, try to avoid it, I guess. But the main event on Monday is that the sun will be forming a conjunction with Uranus. And this happens once a year, where the sun and Uranus will both be in the same sign at the same degree. And in this case, they'll both be in the sign of Taurus, and they'll both be at 23 degrees Taurus. And we'll be feeling this on Sunday as well. I mean, we might even be feeling it today. I don't know. But this aspect peaks around 2 a.m. Pacific time on Monday, and we can expect to feel it a day or two after Monday as well. And when I say we'll be feeling it, what might we feel? Well, this transit can manifest as restlessness. It can cause us to feel rebellious, wanting to break free of the routines of our life.
Oh.
There could be some surprise that comes into our life that puts us on a new path.
Oh.
We could find ourselves making abrupt, impulsive decisions. Those are the more extreme examples. A subtler example might be that we decide to change up where we eat lunch that day. You're saying to yourself, I'm sick of Jersey Mike's. Today, I'm going to Arby's.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shocking.
So it doesn't have to be this huge thing. But do expect the unexpected on Monday. Expect the unusual.
Mm.
Expect some eccentric behavior. Your routine may be getting interrupted for one reason or another. And there could be some big announcement having to do with technology or robots or AI, those kind of things, because Uranus is involved here. And Uranus is a very future-forward planet, so this aspect might be a little future-forward as well.
Hmm.
Also on Monday, the moon will enter Leo around 3:30 a.m. Pacific time, and the moon will remain in Leo all day on Monday. So we'll be getting some fire back out there in the world. And the moon will form a grumpy opposition to Pluto around 7:30 a.m. Pacific time on Monday.
Perfect.
So, yeah, Monday morning could feel a bit intense. That Leo moon might just start roaring right out of the gate. I'd suggest not mixing it up with anyone Monday morning if you don't absolutely have to.
Always good advice.
Yeah, maybe wait until late afternoon.
Oh, okay.
When the waters will hopefully be a bit calmer. The moon will eventually form a nice trine with Mars around midnight on Monday evening, and that's a very productive aspect, which will be nice to look forward to, especially if the first part of Monday ends up being a bit challenging. One more thing to mention on Monday, and this is another positive aspect, Venus will form a nice sextile with Saturn around 1 p.m. Pacific time on Monday. So Venus and Saturn will be 60 degrees apart. That's called a sextile, and it's considered to be a harmonious aspect. So that aspect will also help offset whatever friction the Moon-Pluto opposition might bring. It won't be able to do anything about any surprises that come from the Sun-Uranus conjunction, but a Venus-Saturn sextile can signify that there's some work to be done or some sort of challenge or lesson that we need to work with. But the Venus part of it can help it go smoother or bring some lightness, gentleness, diplomacy to it. So there's really quite a bit happening in the sky on Monday. For some of you, you might feel this activity very strongly. For others, you might just find yourself eating at Arby's instead of Jersey Mike's. We just don't know. Okay. And, you know, now I'd like to transition to the Ask a Scorpio segment of our show.
Oh.
Yeah. As I mentioned at the top, Elmi is a Scorpio. She's been a Scorpio her entire life. And every week, I like to ask Elmi a question to get her Scorpio take on life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Elmi, if you're up for it, I'd like to play a little trivia game with you today.
Yes, please.
And I haven't officially announced it yet, but I'm building this up like this is going to be a big announcement. But on Wednesday, May 15th, the planet Mercury is going to be entering Taurus. Mercury has been in Aries for 2 months, which is a very long time for Mercury to stay in one sign. But we did have that Mercury retrograde, which prolonged its trip through Aries. So it's finally coming out of Aries, going into Taurus. And what I have here is a list of famous people. What all these people have in common is that they all have Mercury in Taurus.
Mm.
They're not necessarily Tauruses themselves, but they have Mercury in Taurus.
Mercury in Taurus, okay.
Yeah, so this first one, as always, I always try to struggle to read my handwriting, but this person is an actor. It turns out he's not British. For whatever reason in my mind, I always thought that he was British.
Oh, okay.
But he was born in Missouri.
Okay.
He's known for being in scary movies from going back a while now. Like movies like The House of Wax, House on Haunted Hill, House of Usher. Apparently, if there's a movie in the 50s or 60s that had the word house in it, this guy was going to be in that movie.
Sure.
And apparently, he is not the voice of the narrator at Disneyland's Haunted Mansion attraction. I guess I never really knew who this guy was. I thought I did. Can you name him?
Are you thinking of Vincent Price?
Yeah, I'm thinking of Vincent Price. I had this whole other version of Vincent Price in my mind over the years.
Yes, so you thought he was British and that he was the narrator in the Haunted Mansion?
I thought those were both very distinct possibilities, yes.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Turns out he's neither.
No, the narrator in the Haunted Mansion is Paul Frees.
I learned that,
yes.
Yeah, when I was looking at Vincent Price. Paul Frees, yeah. Can you tell me anything else about Paul Frees? Do you have any fun facts?
I don't. I just know that he did the voice of the Haunted Mansion and that Thurl Ravenscroft did the voice of one of the singing busts in the Haunted Mansion. And he was also the voice of Tony the Tiger.
That's right. And we just watched that movie on Frosted.
Yes, but I knew that before the movie.
Yeah, but you knew that.
Because I'm a Disney nerd.
That's right. All right, well, this next person also has Mercury.
Yeah.
This next person also has Mercury in Taurus. They are a one-name celebrity. I can just say she. I mean, she's a one-name celebrity.
Sure.
Yep.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. I'll just finish my interest. I got nothing else to say. I mean, she's a one-name celebrity. She's a singer and Oscar winner. She's not afraid to mix it up with people on Twitter/X.
Mm.
And she also wishes she could turn back time. Emily already named her. Her name is Cher.
So Cher has Mercury in Taurus.
Correct.
I could see that.
And she's also a Taurus herself, I believe.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Vincent Price was a Gemini.
Oh.
This next person, an actor, an Irish actor, He has appeared in Harry Potter movies, Star Wars movies, and appears in a ride at both Disneyland and Universal Studios. Can you name this actor?
Donald Gleason.
Correct.
Yes.
Donald Gleason.
Oh, I love when you listen to me. I've been talking about this guy all week for some reason.
Yeah, I know. You've been talking about him on your, yes. on your Always Sunny in Anaheim
That's
account.
What I meant. Yeah. I didn't mean like, oh, you never listen to me. Like, no, I meant like you've been watching and listening to my silly Disney content. And Donald Gleason popped up because it was May the 4th.
That's right.
It's Star Wars month, which brings out all the like nerdy Disney Star Wars trivia. And the next thing I know, it's Donald Gleason this. And I just love saying his name, Donald Gleason.
It is a fun name to say, Donald Gleason.
Yes. And his dad was in our favorite movie about Irish friends who have a falling out.
Yes. Brendan Gleason.
Yes.
The Banshees of Inisherin.
That's right. See, I can trivia you right back.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Yeah, astrology time.
The last person we have on our list, she is the granddaughter of Elvis Aaron Presley. She has appeared in the movie, the only movie I've seen her in because I don't watch many movies, is Under the Silver Lake. She's
We've seen another movie she was in, but that's okay.
What's that?
It's that movie about the lodge, like in the snow. Alicia Silverstone is
right.
in a very, yeah.
I do remember. Was that a COVID movie?
Might have been.
Okay. She's also been in the miniseries Daisy Jones and the Sixth, and she's going to be in the upcoming movie Sasquatch Sunset. I think you know who this is.
Riley Keough?
Yeah, Riley Keough.
Or is it Keough? I'm not really sure how that last name goes.
Well, either way, we know that she definitely has Mercury in Taurus.
All right.
So, yeah. So, Aomi, thank you for playing. That's going to conclude the Ask a Scorpio segment of our show. And I appreciate your participation as always. Thank you.
Can I ask, where is your Mercury?
My Mercury is at 0 degrees Capricorn.
Oh, right. I knew it was a Capricorn. Where's mine again? Scorpio?
Yours is in Scorpio. Yep. That's right.
All right.
Yep.
Tell us where your Mercury is.
Yeah. Let us know in the comments.
Let us know in the comments at Something About Astrology.
Yeah. So anyway, that concludes the Ask a Scorpio segment of our show. And real quick, I'd like to thank Astro Charts for, that's always where I get this trivia stuff, is from Astro Charts. It's a great, great website. Moving on, Wednesday, May 15th, we have some squares to start the day. But the big event on Wednesday is that Mercury will enter Taurus around 10 a.m. Pacific time, and it will remain in Taurus until June 3rd.
Wow.
As I mentioned, Mercury had been in Aries since March 8th. With Mercury passing through the final degree of Aries, though, you or people around you, you might have something that you really want to get off your chest during this transition from Aries to Taurus with Mercury here. And this thing you get off your chest are people who might be expressing things to you. They might not be very subtle about it because Mercury in Aries can be very, very direct. So I would say choose your words carefully on Tuesday and Wednesday. Our words could very well have an additional edge to them that we might not even mean for them to have. And people might be a little more easily offended during this shift of Mercury moving from Aries to Taurus. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
Now, there's going to be about a five-hour void of course moon from 9:45 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday. And again, that's when the moon is not making any aspects with any planets. It has already made its last aspect before it's going to change signs. And in that window, that's kind of this free-floating window where it's best to try to tie up loose ends and finish projects you've already started. If you do try to initiate things, it can be a little tricky. I'm not saying you can't start something new in that window, but it's actually a good time to maybe rest if you need to or that kind of thing, or do some planning or behind-the-scenes work. Again, that void, of course, is from 9:45 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Pacific time on Wednesday. And then the moon will enter Virgo around 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday. And then we have a couple quincunxes. The Virgo moon is going to have a couple quincunxes with Neptune and Pluto, which could bring some confusion and some tension to things. And real quick, on Wednesday, I mentioned at the top that there were also going to be a few squares. This is earlier in the day, but the Leo moon will square Uranus. It will square the Sun. It will square Jupiter. So Wednesday could be another kind of grumpy day, potentially. Yeah. And again, I just suggest choosing your words wisely. Unless you're someone who likes to stir things up, then it's the perfect day for you because you're just going to be like, everyone's going to be very receptive when you're shooting your mouth off. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. But Thursday, May 16th, is going to be a much quieter day. But my advice on Thursday would be to stay busy because the moon will be in Virgo all day long. And when the moon is in Virgo, our minds are very active. Our thoughts can be racing. And sometimes when, you know, the moon is not making any aspects at all to anything, we can really get in our heads because we don't have any distractions, so to speak. So I'd say be very mindful of your thoughts on Thursday. And even if it's just doing little projects or something, but just stay active and stay busy on Thursday. You're going to maybe want to have to babysit your mind a little bit. Our minds could be very, very active on Thursday. On Thursday as well, Mercury is going to be moving towards a square with Pluto. And when that happens, there can be confrontations, power plays, there can be overreactions. Anytime Pluto is involved, you know, it can also give us courage. That's a more positive way to look at it, too, with Pluto. It can make us feel powerful.
Okay.
It can help us get in touch with our inner Darth Vader a little bit, remind ourselves that we're a bad bitch or whatever people are saying these days. But this is a square, so there's most likely going to be some type of friction. And it might not be anything that involves you directly. It could just be an inner tension that you feel. But either way, that aspect will be exact around 1 a.m. Pacific time on Friday, May 17th. And Friday, May 17th, the Mercury-Pluto square that I've been talking about, that will continue all day long. The moon will also oppose Saturn in the wee hours of the morning on Friday. That could have us feeling a little sad, being overly critical of ourselves and others, only seeing the worst case scenario.
Boo.
Yeah, watch out for being overly critical on Friday.
All right.
You can be overly critical every day of your life, just not on Friday,
not
May
on
17th.
Friday.
Yeah, because the Virgo moon already is going to have us in a critical way of thinking. Virgo energy is highly critical. And then when the Virgo moon is opposing Saturn, Saturn is also very critical. So when those two are doing this dance, yikes. So just try to stay positive and smile, or at the very least, just ignore any criticism coming your way, especially if it's not necessary criticism. Now, the moon does cheer up on Friday, thankfully, around 12 p.m. Pacific time, and it will form beautiful trines with Venus, Uranus, the Sun, and Jupiter. So Friday is kind of a tale of two stories going on Friday. A little cranky in the morning, easier going later in the day.
Hey, that's how Fridays go sometimes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's kind of what we're looking at for the rest of this week. And then quick look ahead to the week following this one. On Monday, May 20th, the sun will enter Gemini, and that will kick off Gemini season.
Whew.
So that's already just coming up.
Or as we learned, Vincent Price season.
Vincent Price season, yeah. Shout out to Vincent Price. I know he's Wednesday, May 22nd, the sun will form a trine with Pluto. Thursday, May 23rd, this one you might want to circle on your calendar or make a note in your phone. Thursday, May 23rd could be a very, I just wrote fireworks, but there could be a lot going on. There's going to be a full moon in Sagittarius, so right there, that's a lot of excitement. Venus will enter Gemini on Thursday. Venus will form a conjunction with Jupiter. Jupiter's going to sextile Neptune. Anyway, there's going to be lots of Venus energy on Thursday, May 23rd. Lots of Sagittarius energy.
Yes.
Just yikes. And a full moon on top of it. And then Saturday, May 25th, Jupiter will enter the sign of Gemini, which is technically the sign of its detriment. And they say it's the sign of its detriment because Jupiter's ruling sign is Sagittarius. Sagittarius and Gemini oppose. So Jupiter will be in a sign that is the opposite of where it feels most comfortable.
Okay.
They say then that this it'll be in the sign of its detriment. But either way, Jupiter will remain in Gemini for about a year. And that's coming up on Saturday, May 25th. Anyway, so thanks as always for listening. We love you. We hope you have a great week. And I think Almy is going to take us out with a couple deep breaths.
Let's take those deep breaths. First, we like to get into a comfortable position. And you can sit down or lie down, however you feel most comfortable for taking these three deep breaths in and out. It's like a mini meditation. So I'll give you that moment or two to get settled in. And then I like to first release the tension that I'm carrying in my face, like in my forehead. So join me and let's just unfurrow your brow. Release the tension in your forehead. Release the tension in your face. And release the tension in your jaw. Unclench your jaw. And relax your shoulders. And if you would like to close your eyes while we take our three deep breaths, you may close them now. Let's take that first slow deep breath in and out. In, out. In, out. And deep breath in. And deep breath out. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for listening. Please feel free to leave us any feedback on Spotify or on our social media. We are on Instagram at Something About Astrology. We are on TikTok at Something About Astrology _. We hope you have a great rest of your weekend, a great week ahead, and we will talk to you again soon.